Hi, I'm Ralph Bond of Autodesk. What you're about to hear is an Autodesk podcast interview with one of our customers. In this podcast, John Mobies, Director of Construction for Crate & Barrel, discusses how Revit helps them improve the design-build process. He mentions the Revit platform products they use and how Crate & Barrel has adopted integrated project delivery. He then offers some very interesting observations about the value of BIM to the owners of a building after it opens. At the conclusion of the segment, he offers what he believes is the biggest new trend in architecture today. John, can you tell us how Revit is helping Crate & Barrel improve the design and build process for your company? And in specific, what Revit products are you using?
Probably the main benefit that we're seeing right now in terms of improvement is the reduction in design time for Crate & Barrels. If you look at our process, maybe 8 years ago, it was taking upwards of 40 weeks to produce documents using a 2D AutoCAD platform. Now what we're seeing is we can drop that time down to approximately 24 weeks using a Revit-based platform, mainly in contract documents. That's the largest production time that we have, and the savings there have been really dramatic. But we're also really confronted with the problems of designing unique buildings every time with sort of cutting-edge, very modern architecture. And it's very hard to do in a 2D environment. It takes a lot of time to do it in a 2D environment. And we're noticing on a 3D platform like Revit, we're much faster. We make better decisions using a model versus using a series of drawings. And a model is easier in a corporate environment like Crate & Barrel to explain to people that you need to get proof of concept buy-in from. So directors of operations and logistics and store operations, those types of people really have a hard time understanding a plan drawing, which is a very schematic, almost a very foreign concept sometimes. But they can understand the model. They understand a model's relation to a site, I think, a lot better than they do a site plan. And that's been huge for us.
That's great. And again, what Revit products are you folks using?
Right now, we just upgraded to Revit 2009, so we use Revit Architecture. And then we have a couple of licenses of Revit MEP to do coordination with.
Can you tell us how Crate & Barrel has adopted integrated project delivery and some of the challenges you faced during the process?
That's a good question. I really can't speak about it in the past tense because it's something that we're still developing. I'm not sure if we'll ever finish developing it. I hope I live that long. But what we found is that, using a BIM platform like Revit, really it not only changes how you put together documents, it changes how you put together a project. And then it changes how you deliver a project. Because when you start doing things like fully coordinating all of your structure with Revit Structure and fully coordinating all of your MEP with Revit MEP and Revit Architecture, you're really changing the nature of contract documents. And you're changing the role of the design team and the role of the contractors and the subcontractors later. And what you're doing is instead of pushing them really far apart with 2D drawings, you're pulling them closer together with 3D drawings and a 3D model. And in sort of a vacuum, that ends after a while with just the drawings and the model. Then as an owner and a project manager, you have to look at your whole process and say, well, if the model's fully coordinated at this point, what's really the role of coordination? And how can that improve procurement and delivery of materials to the field? Because the whole paradigm starts to essentially fall apart. And that paradigm that we've been using for maybe the last 100 years to construct buildings is sort of no longer valid in a real BIM platform. And that's been probably our greatest, achievement in using integrated delivery at Crate & Barrel. And to be honest, we're really only 20% of the way into it in terms of where I want to take it. But BIM is the start, until you have to shed the 2D drawings first and develop a model. And then you start sharing the model and get other people to, further down the supply lines to shed their 2D drawings and they start modeling. And all of a sudden, you're all sort of within the same room of that model and your relationship change.
One question I'd like to ask is, a lot of people think about building information modeling. They see the value. They're interested in tools like Revit tools and so on. Have you found that the model, though, has a life beyond the ribbon cutting day, that the model can benefit you in ownership and maintenance of a facility designed with a BIM model?
Oh, yeah. The model's like Frankenstein's monster. It never seems to die. You think it's ended one movie and it pops up later in the sequel. And that's what we're finding now with our Revit models. After we've built them, they sort of develop this second life in facilities. And although we're just starting to recognize the value there, one of the things we're noticing is the financial value of the model. In other words, it's not just facilities people that may need to go estimate the quantity of repainting that we have to do or floor refinishing that we have to do. Our financial department is really interested in studying the tax value of these models, because a building is not only a physical entity, it's also a financial entity. And in our world, sometimes that financial entity, once we've built the building, is actually a lot more important than the physical entity. You know, we have to manage the finances of that building almost more intently than we do the physical nature of that building and facilities. So our ability to study how certain materials are depreciating, especially if we renovate the building and we take certain materials out, certain assemblies out that we're depreciating over time, we may need to write those off to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley and develop a more accurate cost segregation study of that facility. That's very hard to do on paper. And in fact, it's very error prone in paper, very easy to do in a model. So we're seeing lots of different lives after construction for our Revit models.
That's great, because that's one of my favorite topics. Mm-hmm. I think there's still not a real understanding of the value of the whole BIM process.
Absolutely.
After the building mm-hmm. is open. So thanks, that was great. What do you see as the biggest new trend in the architecture industry today?
You know, without a doubt, it's sustainability. And we're actually probably going to be very latecomers to that trend in the retail industry in general, because we build for very short life cycle periods, and our upfront costs are incredibly important to us. However, I think those two metrics in our industry are really going to have to change, because we can't be the only segment of the building industry that's not embracing sustainability. And I think the reality is, if we don't embrace it, we will be embraced by it. We're running into more and more developers and landlords and city officials who are telling us, if you want to be part of this project, you have to do a sustainable building. And we're culturally not really prepared yet to do a sustainable building for various reasons, but we want to get there. And we know that that is the dominant trend, not only in architecture, but in construction, engineering, design, basically our whole world at Crate & Barrel. That is the largest trend. We certainly see it from our shoppers and our customers. Our furniture designers and product designers have fully embraced it. In sort of most of our other aspects of our business, we're already instituting more sustainable practices, more green practices in our shipping procedures, in our material handling procedures, in our product selection. Store construction, store development, and design operations will sort of be the last thing I think that we move into.
John, thank you so much for
sure.
your time.
Thank you, Ralph. Take care.
I'm Ralph Bond of Autodesk, bringing you the latest insights from our customers.